Okay, so let's start here. So the basic issue we're discussing is a guy who is a guy who goes to Galus, or he's a Gemara Din for Galus, either way. And the Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha Mechalitza, or is discovered to be a Ben Grusha Mechalitza. Okay? Means his parents were some Isser Kahuna. his mom was a Grusha, and therefore he emerged from a Isser Kahuna. So he's a Chalal, he's not a Kohen. He's a Lax Kedusha Kahuna. So the question was, do you say now that it turns out that the guy was never a Kohen in the first place, so therefore it's like he had a Gemara Din when there was no Kohen, in which case he's stuck in Galus forever? Or do you say that the event of him becoming a Ben Grusha Mechalitza is equivalent to him dying at this moment? You don't say retroactive, but you say right now it's like he died, so therefore he goes free. Right now, it's like a death of the Kohen. So the Gemara says, maybe this machlokas is an old machlokas, which is machlokas tanaim regarding avodah. If a person does avodah and is discovered to be a Ben Grusha Mechalitza, it's machlokas, does his avodah retroactively become possible? The avodah from earlier in the day, let's say, do you say that that's possible? Or you say no, and so it's kasher. So it says, they say machlokas. Right, does his psal go backwards or not? Right? So that part we explained. And now today we're ready to go further. But the basics for what we said is that on the surface, you say it makes sense that it's retroactive. It turns out he wasn't a Kohen. After all, I mean, he was a Ben Grusha Mechalitza his whole life. We just didn't know about it. But in fact, he was. In fact, he was. So how could his avodah be good? How could the Kohen go? How could you say he's a Galus? All of a sudden, he died now. He didn't die now. We just found out about it now. So we said, the other slice is like this, is that the whole idea, Isser, the whole din of a psal, similar to Mamzer, the psal of Ben Grusha Mechalitza is based upon there's a stigma to a person who emerged out of an Isser Bia, or an Isser of Isser Bia of a Kohen. He's identified as being like a lowly guy in people's eyes because of the fact that his parents, he emerged from this forbidden sexual encounter. So that being the case, he's not really to be involved in Kedushas Kahuna. He can't have a Kedushas Kahuna. Kedushas Kahuna is like an elevated group, and someone who has that identity, who's identified as such, lacks as a Kohen. But it's not, you could argue, this side argues, it's not like in his blood that he's Ben Grusha Mechalitza. So the Isser, the Shem Ben Grusha Mechalitza, the Chalal, the lack of the Kedushas Kahuna is based upon the identity, the way he's identified as such. So if that's the case, you would argue, is that when did he begin his identification as Grusha Mechalitza? When he was discovered to be such. And prior to that point, he was identified normally and fine, and therefore he was a fine Kohen. So it doesn't matter that he technically was the son of a Grusha. The status of a Ben Grusha Mechalitza is based upon the stigma and the social identity as such, as being emergent from this type of a relationship. So therefore, since that didn't happen until later, so until that point he was a Kohen. And he was probably in his kahuna, and only from there on in he gets pasul. Or do you argue, no. The other side says, no, that technically, the reason, the philosophy behind this thing might be because he's identified as such, because of that stigma. But halachically, the Shem Ben Grusha Mechalitza is based upon the fact that he emerged from a Grusha. And therefore, once we find out that he was that way all along, so it turns out he never was a Kohen, and therefore he's pasul retroactively. Yeah, okay, so now we're up to the Gemara. So there's one point we glossed over, which I'd like to come back to. Maybe today, maybe not. But even if you say it's not retroactive, he's just all of a sudden, he was a Kohen all along, now he's not a Kohen, now he became a Halal, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that the guy's going to go free now because now he became a Halal. Because the simple pshat is he goes free when the Kohen Gadol dies. Kohen Gadol didn't die. This isn't death, he's still alive. So well, how do you know, just because you say that when they're going that it's not retroactive and he becomes pasul from today and further, it doesn't, how do you know therefore that he goes free? Because the pasuk just says the Kohen Gadol dies. So maybe he's still going to have to wait for him to die or who knows what. I mean, how do you know that he's going to go free when this, why should he go free just because this guy becomes a Ben Grusha Mechalitza? Even if it starts today, but the Gemara is equating that to Misa. So that's a further point, which is the Ritva takes that up. But for now, let's let it go. Okay? Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. It says, now, maybe they're not the same machlokas. Again, the Gemara, until now, the first step of the Gemara is that the machlokas is the same machlokas by Gullus as it is by Avoda. Okay, is he retroactively a Ben Gush Mechalutza vis-a-vis Gullus and also vis-a-vis Avoda? Yeah. Yeah, okay. But now the Gemara is going to question that. Can you pass that, please? Okay, so the top of your Beis Manalaf. It says, no. It says, Aliba de Reb Eliezer, according to Reb Eliezer, who's the one who says that his karbanos are retroactively pasal, kule amalo pligi. Then you have to say that it's machlokas. Okay, then you have to say that if you say that if his karbanos are pasal, so that means you're saying is that he wasn't a Kohen. In which case you're going to say vis-a-vis the galus, also he's not a Kohen. And if you're going to hold that vis-a-vis Gullus, he was a Kohen all along, so it must be you're going to have to hold his Avodah, that was also good. Ki pligi alibi de Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, who's the one who says his Avodah is good, you may say that there's still room to argue by Gullus. Because you could say like this, it says, the one who says that Mesa Kahuna, that he was good all along, will say the same thing as Karbanos, just like his Karbanos were good all along. So too, vis-a-vis the Gullus, he was good all along. Umandamar Batla, but according to the side who says that no, vis-a-vis Gullus, you consider him retroactively to be gone. Adkan, look on Rishu, also Rishu is, he'll say, Rishu is only saying that his Avodah is good. Dechsiv, Barech Hashem Chelo, Ufol Yodav Tirza. Hashem should bless the chel, like the army, so to speak, of Levi, Shevet Levi, and should accept his work of his handiwork. Afilu chalalim shebao, which teaches you a lima that even the chalalim of Shevet Levi will have ritzoy, their carbon will be accepted. Aval hacha afilu Rishua moda, but when it comes to galos, even Rishua will agree that he's not a kohen. Retroactively, he's not a kohen. In other words, the pshat. I mean, we can read the Rashi in a second. Let's read the Rashi. He says, "Libe der Rishu kol levan pligi kol amanda amar mesa vadek Rabbi Yeshua ma v'lekir Belazer the libe der Belazer leka amanda amar mesa." According to Belazer, that holds that the code is retroactively possible. Definitely, he's retroactively bad vis-a-vis Galus. Kivan del gabe avodosa of amar psulas l'mafreya. Since vis-a-vis his avoda, you're saying he's retroactively possible. Vada ain't a coin, so he's not a coin. If you say his avoda is possible, that has to mean he's not a Kohen. He's not a Kohen, he never was a Kohen, so then it's definitely vis-a-vis the Kohen Gadol. That's it. He was never a Kohen Gadol. Keep the Rabbi Yeshua. Klomer, ino no tshrichem lomar man damar bat le kerb alezer kerb Yeshua. Did the Rabbi Yeshua, yikol meimar le pligi? Pol yod of the artiyotzeh, which means avodos of ksheros. Whereas you could argue that the Rabbi Yeshua is just saying his avoda is kosher. Aval in yishar dvara, but vis-a-vis everything else, ain't no Kohen. He's not a Kohen. In other words, it's saying is like this, that you could argue that really, really, Ben Gush Ben Chalutza is retroactive psal. He's retroactively not a Kohen. And vis-a-vis Kamari Miklad, he's not a Kohen. He never was a Kohen. But then there's a Machlokas Tanaim, what about his Avoda? Do you say his Avoda, his retroactive Avoda is possible because he wasn't a Kohen? Or do you say that there's a separate limud which teaches me that even a halal's avoda is kasher. So even though you find out that retroactively he was pasul, still, he's part of the chel of the kohanim, of shevet of the kohanim. He's part of the group. And his avoda is still accepted. That's like a further machlokas. But if you say he's not a kohen retroactively, if you say his avoda is pasul, that means definitely, obviously, he's nothing. He's not a kohen altogether. But even if you say his avoda is good, you might argue that that's not because he's a kohen. Maybe he's not a kohen. But maybe there's a separate limud which teaches you his avoda is accepted. Okay, so just a summary. So what are we on to find? So the pshat is, this is a fact, set of facts that we have to define, is to argue is, maybe you'll argue that really retroactively he's not a Kohen at all. Turns out Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, turns out you found out he was never a Kohen because he was born to this relationship, that's it. He's not a Kohen, period. But now, within that, you could argue, what happens with his Avodah? his yesterday, his this morning's avodah. Do you say since he was not a Kohen, avodah's possible? Or do you say there's a new Gzeres HaKasav, a separate limud which teaches us that Baruch Hashem Chela, Ufol Yadav Tirtzeh, Hashem should bless the army of Levi, of the Kohanim, and will accept the work of his hands. Even if he's a halal, Pol Yadav Tirtzeh, is his chel, the chel of him, even though he's also part of the chel, like the army of the Kohanim. And he also, God will accept his handiwork. The work of his hands is Kesavodah. Do you have that limud, or you say, no. If he's a Pasul Kohen, if it turns out he lost his kahuna, he's not a Kohen, then his avodah is definitely Pasul. It's funny, you would have thought the other way. You would have thought you have a higher standard for the avodah. But it says, no. It's possible to argue, even though he's retroactive and not a Kohen, still his avodah is kasha. It says, the Rambam says like this, Kohen she'avad. It turns out by Galus, the Rambam says, we find that he's been Gushim HaChalitza, it turns out he was never a Kohen. Never a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the guy never goes free. Because he obviously had a Gemara Din when there wasn't a Kohen Gadol. But Kohen, this is in B'yas Mikdash, Vav Yud, Kohen Sha'avar, guy who did Avodah, Kohen did Avodah, V'nivdai for Nimsach Halal, and turns out you look into him, you find that he was a Halal. Avodah Sakshayra, L'Sha'avar. Okay? His Avodah is Kasher retroactively. V'in Ovid Lava. But he's not allowed to do any Avodah in the future. V'im Avar. But if he does do avodah in the future, lo chila. It doesn't become chol. It's not possible. Shenemar, Baruch Hashem chila ufal yadav tirtzeh, afilu chulan shabot tirtzeh. Even the chulan, even the kohanim who are chol, even those in the shevet who are chol, their work, their will is accepted. Okay, so you see he's saying even in the future. He's not allowed to, but the avodah is accepted. You don't say it's possible avodah. Even though he holds the guy's not a kohen. Right, and we see vis-a-vis Kuna, vis-a-vis Galas, he's basically nothing. Basically nothing. Then this is the Rambam based on this Gemara. I mean, it's not like Yehuda said it's a contradiction, but you see this Gemara draws this distinction. And the Rambam goes like that distinction. Right, let me just read it all on here. But here he says, Nimso go to the Bengushim and Chalutza, Achar, Moskva, and God, Dalhar, Yu Kishar, Kaladam. I'm sorry, no, I skipped the line. It's as if there was no Kohen Gadol. Right, so he's not a Kohen Gadol. But still somehow his avodah could be kosher. And this is machlokas. I mean, this is the way you can learn, as Mara suggested, you find machlokas tanai. One way to learn. You say, since he's no longer a Kohen, he's not a Kohen, therefore his avodah is possible, or you say, no, it's still okay. Yeah, as Mark mentions, they say bring down here in the art scroll that on Rashi Psachim's Ayin Beis and Mubeis. So it seems like Rashi's saying is that it's only kosher b'shogeg. It sounds like if he did it on purpose, then it wouldn't be kosher, which is seemingly against the Rama. As Rama was saying, is it seems even after the case. I mean, the Rama doesn't say mezid. I mean, you could argue if he did it b'mezid like a Rasha, maybe it would be basel. It's like just afterwards. Like afterwards, it could be, according to Rashi, let's say he found out, and then he did it b'shogeg. Then what would happen, according to Rashi? You could argue, like, he doesn't, according to Rashi, the chilek isn't so much before or after as much as shogeg or mezid. The Rambam's discussing even after. It's not only before, it's even after. But like, you could differentiate and say that even the Rambam would agree if he does it on purpose, then it would be possible. But I don't know, he doesn't say that, you know? Sense. I mean, I think we have to define, before we define machlokas, I think we have to define the pasuk. What's the limud according to that shita? I mean, the side that holds this pasuk is easy. He's the pasuk, he's the pasuk going. Yeah, that's what he says. So Rashi and Psachim also explains what's the limud chelo. He says chelo is chalalim shebao. His chul, chelo. It's like the chul part of him. What does it mean? Even the hiddur is chalalim, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're just saying is that the Rambam, by what's the question, what's the status of a halal? Is he Kohen? Is he not a Kohen? So it says, a halal shetorah avadai harayhu kezar, v'nose grusha, v'metame lemesim, shenemar emar el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron, afal pishahim b'nei Aaron, ad sheyu b'kihunam, They have to be in their kuna. So al kohanim b'nei Aaron. It's not enough that they're b'nei Aaron, but they have to be kohanim b'kihunam, and he is kizar. May not be a problem for you. So another lashon, he says, it's a similar lashon. Maybe I'll pull. He says, "Vayberchus kohanim." You can't do it with berchus kohanim either. This is tesvav hey and berchus kohanim. He says, "Vachalal inu noseres kapa l'fisha inu b'kihuna," because he's not in his kihuna. It's a funny type of a lashon, but seems that's what he's saying. So is he a kohen? I mean, he's not in his kihuna, whatever that means. And here's that. Okay, so I'm thinking like this. Rambam says like this. This is in Klei Mikdash Dalet Aleph. The Kohanim Huvdilu Michlal Halavim LaAvodas HaKabanos. So the Kohanim were Muvdal, separated. Okay, so I'll tell you what. The previous parak, he started Zera Levi Kula Muvdal Avodas HaMikdash. So Zera Levi is separated for Avodas HaMikdash. Okay. And then within that, then the next parak, he says, the Kohanim, Huvdul Michal Levim, the Kohanim were separated from the Levim, Lavodas HaKabanos, Shenemar Vayavdel Aaron, Lahakdisho, Kodesh Kadoshim. He separated Aaron, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kodesh of the Kadoshim. The whole Shevet Levi is Kodesh, and Aaron, Bnei Aaron, are even more separate, Kodesh Kadoshim. Okay. So I'm going to say it's like this. Is that, how do you understand who is Muvdal for Avodas Mikdash? Do you say that it is the Bnei Aaron? Right? Is it Bnei Aaron a Kohen? Aaron Ubanav, Zera Aaron. Right? Zera Aaron. In which case, in the theory, that includes Chalalim and non-Chalalim alike. But there's like a separate psol. Ben Gushim and Chalutza is like a psol. He's not, he's Bnei Aaron, but he's not Bikihuno. There's like a psol of his Kedushas Kuhuna. He like tampers with his Kedushas Kuhuna. So he's Muvdal for the Avoda because he's part of Zera Aaron. But he can't function. He has a psol. He loses his Kedusha because he has like a Gam, which is antithetical to his Kedushas Kuhuna. Okay, but his Havdalah relates to the group. To the chel, the chelo, the whole group. Everybody, the group. It's a social unit of Zera Aaron. And that unit is the Mivdal for Avodah, and there's a psal. There's a psal. Or do you say no? That who's Mivdal? The Ksherim Shabo. Those who reflect Aaron HaKohen. Those who are Ksherim, or Aaron, Aaron HaKohen, Be'omi B'kdusha V'dairah. The Havdalah for Avoda is a select group within the Kedushas Kohuna, within Zera Aaron. Whereas it's not just a genealogical thing, and you know the genealogy of Aaron Kohen is Mavdal, but there's a separate psal of Chalal. But it's like part of the Havdalah is a certain select group, which has one requirement that they're Bnei Aaron, a second requirement that they're Ksherim. Bnei Aaron Aksherim, people who reflect Aaron, not just genealogically, but in terms of their Kedusha, in terms of their status. And if they reflect a negative quality, then they're not Mavdal for Avodah. So again, is the psul of the Ben Gushim and Chalutza mean it's like he's not the part of the group who's Mavdal for the Avodah? Or do you say, no, the group of the Mavdal is the unit. And it's a separate psul that he loses Kedusha's Kona. Even though he's Muvdal, as part of the group is Muvdal, the Kedusha is cut off. No, I'm saying is the question is, who's Muvdal for Avoda? Well, there's two things. There's the Havdalah for Avoda, and then there's the Kedusha's Kohuna. Saying is that this is a question about Avoda. Prior to the, definitely is a psol, and he's a Shema, Shema Gushim is a psol, and he loses Kedusha's Kohuna, and therefore he doesn't have the halachos of Kohanim applying to him. Because of the psal. But I'm saying, is it pshat, how deep is it? Is it like a superadded psal? Or does it mean he lacks that he's not Muvdal? The Havdalah doesn't apply to him. The Havdalah for Avoda doesn't apply to him. But you hear out this far, that's the question. Like. So I'm saying, so what's the difference? So I'm saying that if you say that the group who is Muvdal is the Ksherim, those who reflect the Kedusha's Aaron, the Kedusha of the Tyra, you know, Tashras, that's the who is Muvdal. So then the Ben Gushim Chalutza is no different than Yisrael. He's not part of the group who is separated for Avodah. So therefore, his Avodah is worthless. It's chulin. It's like nothing. He's Mischal Avodah because he's not part of the group who is designated for Avodah B'Mikdash. But if you say that really the group which is designated is just a genealogical entity of Bnei Aaron, but there's a separate soul that this group has a Kedusha, and the Chalal is like, loses his Kedusha because of his Pgam, so then you could say, now that you have a Limud that says, Baruch Hashem Chelo, B'Folei Dov Tirtza, that since there's a group, the Avoda of the entire group is Kasher. Even though he's lacking the Kedusha's Kehuna, and even though he's not supposed to do the Avoda, because he's not at the highest level, he's lacking. But he still is part of the group. He's part of the Chelo. Baruch Hashem Chelo, B'Folei Dov Tirtza. God blesses the chel of the power, the might, of the sheva, and it accepts their handiwork. So is he kasher? No, he's not a kasher. He's not b'kihuno, but he still is b'nei Aaron. So even though he's b'nei Aaron, he's not even though he's not b'kihuno, he's still part of the group which is muvdal. And the saying is that for the avoda to be neschalel, for it to be totally possible. That's if he's not the Gavra, if he's not in Muvdal, if he's a Zar, he's totally not part of the Avdala. But this Limud, it's possible to have this Limud if you hold that the Zera as a whole is Muvdal. Then you have the Limud could say, oh, even the Chalam Shabbat Tirtza. Is this Ritzoy, still he's part of the group who is Muvdal. But again, if you say that the Muvdal Avdala includes the Kashas, then he's not Muvdal, then he's exactly like a Zara, then he can't have a Lima like this. He's not Chalal Mishabot, he's simply not part of the group, which is Muvdal for the Avodah. But vis-a-vis everything else, he's definitely not B'Kedushas Kuhuna. He definitely doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna. So vis-a-vis Kohen Gadol and Rotzeach, he doesn't have like the shame Kohen he doesn't have. He doesn't have the shame Kohen. I'm saying the shame Kohen is really based on Kedusha. And he doesn't have the shame Kohen. And that's why he's Kamaria, Grusha, and he's... He doesn't do Baruch Kohanim and all those things because he's not really, he doesn't have a Shem Kohen. But is he part of the Zera Aaron? Yes, he's Bnei Aaron. And this side will argue he's Muvdal. He's part of the class, the group, which is Muvdal for the Avodah. It just is possible. He needs an additional condition of Kedusha. And he doesn't have that, and therefore he's not allowed to do it. But it will still work. I think what I'm learning is like the Rambam. That even if he did it, even if after he knows if he does it, we'll still be kosher. Because he's still part of the group. He's still a filah chulin shabbat. Even the chulin part of the group, he's still part of the group. Achili shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do the achili. But it's not going to retroactively possible the thing because he's part of the group. He's part of the group, which is Muvdal. Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll stop here. But the next time I'd like to do is to take up the Ridva. Which is that even if you say that he's not retroactively possible and he's possible from today, but who says that he goes free when the Kohen Gadol becomes a halal? It's true, the Kohen Gadol dies, but when he comes a halal, that's not dying. The puzzle just says when he dies. So the whole Gemara is like making an assumption here, which is not really, it doesn't seem to be justified. Okay, that's that. And then the next sugya, I'm in the middle of working on it. It's really interesting. I can't figure it out though. I may give up, but. It's bad that there's a halacha that the Mizbeach is also called. You can run to Ari Mikla or you can run to Mizbeach. Mizbeach protects you under certain circumstances. So it's like a little bit of a sugi about that.